Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
What is it that brings you peace and relaxation in life? Is it a good cup of coffee, a long hot bath? Maybe it's a back massager chair that you can sit in and just relax. Could be a good book on a rainy day, or a great piece of chocolate, or when your spouse takes the kids so you have a little quiet time. There are all kinds of things that bring us peace, at least a temporary peace. What is it that brings us something more substantial than that temporary peace? Isaiah 9:6 calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. And as we look to the New Testament, we see the announcement of Jesus' birth from a multitude of angels. In Luke 2:14, those angels are singing to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." The peace of God is really the gift of himself. Paul says in Ephesians, "For he is our peace." That is the meaning of the angel's song. Peace on earth means God with us. As we head forward to Christmas morning, don't forget that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace and that he brings us an everlasting peace in relationship with him. If you've not put your faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that. There is no peace without him. This is Bob Walkup, and I pray you go the distance this week.